Blog Talk Radio.
When the sun starts to rise and I open my eyes, you are good. So good. In the heat of the day, with each stone that I lay, you are good. So good. With every breath I take in, I'll tell you I'm grateful again. When the moon rises high before each kiss goodnight, you turn around each bend, I've learned you are good, so good. And when somebody's hand holds me up, helps me stand, you are so good. With every breath I take in, I'll tell you I'm grateful again. 'Cause it's more than enough just to know I am loved. When it's dark and it's cold and I can't feel my soul,
Hello, welcome to Politic Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to thank everybody for joining me on tonight. I am having technical difficulties, but I do believe it's going to be taken care of. Just pray with me, and thank you for bearing with me. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for another opportunity to come before your people, God, to tell them what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Lord God, I bind the enemy's hand from this ministry on tonight, and I do believe that the problem will be fixed. And I'm praying that each of you can hear me clearly. In the name of Jesus. There is a word on tonight, and it comes from Genesis 32, verses 22 through 32. And I will be reading from the New Century Version on tonight. It reads as follows. During the night, Jacob rose and crossed the Jabbok River at the crossing, taking with him his two wives, slave girls, and his 11 sons. He sent his family and everything he had across the river. So Jacob was alone, and a man came and wrestled with him until the sun came up. When the man saw that he could not defeat Jacob, he struck Jacob's hip and put it out of joint. Then he said to Jacob, "Let me go. The sun is coming up." But Jacob said, "I will let you go if you bless me." The man said to him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob. Your name will now be Israel. Your name will now be Israel because you have wrestled with God and with people." I like this translation because it says, "You have wrestled with God and with people, and you have won." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But the man said, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed Jacob there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, saying, I have seen God face to face, but my life was saved. Then the sun rose as he was leaving that place, and Jacob was limping because of his leg. So even today the people of Israel do not eat meat that the muscle is on the joint bone of animals, because Jacob was touched there. Tonight's message is, deliverance is a wrestling match. Deliverance is a wrestling match. Father God, let your people be blessed by this word on tonight. Let them be delivered and set free in some way. In your name, amen. Because you're wrestling with some things now, that does not mean you will never be free. Just because you're wrestling with some things now, that does not mean you will never be free. Your tenacity to fight proves how bad you want to be free, how bad you want to change. For most people, this is important, for most people, deliverance is not automatic. For most people, deliverance is not automatic. Deliverance is a wrestling match. You will have moments of failure before achieving lasting victory. If you're new to political fire, when I feel it in my spirit that someone needs it, I repeat it. And I feel that someone needs that last point. Deliverance is a wrestling match. You will have moments of failure. Yes, you will. Don't get discouraged. You will have moments of failure before achieving lasting victory. To overcome what has always been your struggle, you must be aggressive in your pursuit to change. Over the years, some things have pinned your shoulders. Somebody saying amen. Over the years, some things have pinned your shoulders, but you've always managed to get back up. In the middle of the night, who you used to be will always try to rule. In the middle of the night, a wrestling match begins. I need to pause for a minute. Bear with me. genuine. People can't possibly know, understand how you've had to wrestle through the night just to maintain who you are. People can't possibly know, understand how you've had to wrestle through the night just to maintain where you are. All those nights of struggle have built your strength. God will show up in your struggle. That's for somebody. God will show up in your struggle just as he did with Jacob. Jacob was known as a trickster, but still he had changeability. Jacob was known as a trickster, but still he had changeability. And you do too. Your reputation does not have to change for you to change. All a reputation is a wound that has potential to lead to a scar. A scar, healing, deliverance that brings closure. A scar, healing, deliverance that brings closure. Before Jacob could wrestle his way to deliverance, the text says in Genesis 32, verses 22 through 24, during the night, Jacob rose and crossed the Jabbok River. At the crossing, taking with him his two wives, his two slave girls, and his 11 sons, he sent his family and everything he had across the river. So Jacob was alone, and a man came and wrestled with him until the sun came up. Deliverance requires separation from some people and things. Deliverance requires separation from some people and things. Some people can be true with you. Some people can be true with you. Who or what is interfering with your deliverance? Family can unknowingly be enablers. Family can unknowingly be enablers, encouraging no change when it's obvious a change is needed. The process to deliverance will be lonely. Somebody needs that. The process to deliverance will be lonely. You will have to wrestle through. Just like Jacob, you will have to wrestle through. The process to deliverance will leave you deeply affected and changed forever. Somebody needs to know change is on the other side of this. Do you hear me? Change is on the other side of this. You are in the process of change. A change that will reposition your life for the better. You are in the process of change. Change that will reposition your life for the better. You may not know or understand the fight you are in, but wrestle through. You may not know or understand the fight you are in, but wrestle through. God knows you. God knows even when you don't know. He knows. Like Jacob, you may be wrestling with God or the things of God and with people. Like Jacob, you may be wrestling with God, things of God, and with people. You want to be all about God. But because people know your past, they are making things difficult for you. I feel somebody on that. You want to be all about God, but because people know your past, they are making things difficult for you. You feel like there is literally no way to win in your current predicament. Keep in mind the text says of Jacob in Genesis 32 and 28, your name will no longer be Jacob, meaning trickster, deceiver. Your name will now be Israel because you have wrestled with God and people and you have won. Pause again because my computer is not working on tonight. Block Talk Radio is having a problem. I'm trying to fix it. Just bear with me. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to be back with the rest of the message. God is good in spite of. This word will go forth in the name of Jesus. Okay. I think we're about to get there. I need to get back online because if somebody's on the phone and needs prayer, I won't be able to see it. So just bear with me. Your name will now be Israel because you have wrestled with God and people and you have won. Beloved, you have two defining moments coming up. Number one, a now moment when you will no longer be called by the past. A now moment when you will no longer be called by the past. And number two, a winning moment when you will win, overcome, be delivered in and through this. Let me go back over that for you. You have two defining moments coming up. A now moment when you will no longer be called by the past. A winning moment when you will win, overcome, be delivered in and through this. I decree and declare that life will change. I decree and declare that life will change. I decree and declare that life will give you a chance to be somebody better. I decree and declare that life will give you a chance to be somebody better than who you have been. You can't change your past, but your future can be corrected. You can't change your past, but your future can be corrected. Five. So Jacob was alone, and a man came and wrestled with him until the sun came up. When the man saw that he could not defeat Jacob, he struck Jacob's hip and put it out of joint. This is probably one of my favorite points for tonight. What you thought was there to defeat you has only thrown you off balance for a while. What you thought was there to defeat you has only thrown you off balance for a while. Like the devil trying to throw me off balance tonight, but it's not going to work. What you thought was there to defeat you has only thrown you off balance for a while. Your struggle has a time limit, but you must be willing to wrestle through until you see it, until you see the light of a new day. Jacob was known as a trickster, a deceiver. In Genesis 25, he caught his brother Esau in a moment of desperation and tricked him out of his birthright. And in Genesis 27, he deceived his father into giving him the blessing that belonged to his brother. In the foundational text for tonight, which is Genesis 32 once again, here in Genesis 32, Jacob does not resort to his old tactics. For once, Jacob is wrestling with a man fair and square. Beloved, you do not have to resort back to your old ways to win. Beloved, you do not have to resort back to your old ways to win. Jacob could finally let go of his old ways, and so can you. Jacob could finally let go of his old ways, and so can you. Jacob was in control and playing the game he always played, a game of tricking and deceiving in Genesis 25 and in Genesis 27. But in Genesis 29, Jacob himself gets tricked by his uncle. So Jacob's life reaches tonight's foundation of text in Genesis 32. Jacob is more than ready to be delivered, to abandon his old ways. Sometime you have to experience what you've been given out before you can mentally be ready to change. Sometimes you have to experience what you've been given out before you are ready mentally to change. Jacob was used to tricking other people, deceiving other people. But in Genesis 29, he got all of that back. So by the time he got to Genesis 32, he was ready to make a big drastic change. And God will set you up for the change. Indeed, he will. After being tricked by his uncle, I thought that was powerful because in Genesis 25 and Genesis 27, Jacob tricked his brother and his father. In Genesis 29, his uncle tricked him. After being tricked by his uncle in Genesis 29, and after tricking his brother Esau out of his blessing, Jacob finally realizes he needs more than his brother's blessing. He needs a different type of blessing. So Jacob wrestles. Genesis 32, verses 24 through 26. A man wrestled with him until the sun came up. When the man saw he could not defeat Jacob, he struck Jacob's hip and put it out of joint. Then he said to Jacob, "Let me go. The sun is coming up." But Jacob said, "I will let you go if you bless me." Verse 26. In the NIV says, Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Jacob wrestled his way through into a brand new day and refused to let go, to leave without being blessed. Jacob wrestled his way through into a brand new day and refused to let go, to leave without being blessed. You made your way through to today. You made your way through to today. The process was not easy, but you wrestled through. You've been through too much to not receive. You've been through too much to not receive. Hold on. Your blessing is coming. Hold on. Your blessing is coming. Whoever that's for, receive that. The fight brought you much pain. Pain you will remember all your days. Jacob would go on to have that limp for the rest of his life. The fight brought you much pain. Pain you will remember all your days, but even in pain, a blessing is stored. Even in pain, a blessing is stored. Your season has changed. Sometimes all pain does is change your season. I know that's for somebody. God just gave it to me. Sometimes all pain does is change your season. And just from that statement alone, somebody knows for sure that their season is changing because they're in a lot of pain. God drafted you in the fight just to see if you would fight for your deliverance. God drafted you in the fight just to see if you would fight for your deliverance. Your deliverance is only worth your greatest effort. But love, it's time you gave it all you got. No looking back. No looking back. Your name is no longer Jacob, representing your past, but your name is Israel, representing a promised people. Your name is no longer Jacob, fill in the blank, whatever your name is, and whoever you used to be in the past, that is no longer you. Your name is no longer Jacob, representing your past, but your name is Israel, representing a promised people. Wrestle, hold on, refuse to let go, go the distance, no looking back. A change is promised. Endure and receive your blessing. That's what God wants you to do on tonight. Wrestle, hold on, refuse to let go, go the distance, no looking back. A change is promised. Endure and receive your blessing. If there's anybody that desires prayer, you can text me at 865-408-8690 because I'm still attempting to get back to my Blog Talk Radio page. I pray that you are blessed by the word on tonight. The interesting thing about the word delivered can mean brought to, as in a package being delivered to your house, or delivered can mean changed from. Either way, I am delivered is a powerful statement. Psalms 119 and verse 117 from the NIV says, uphold me, and I will be delivered. Uphold me, Lord. Uphold everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice on tonight. Uphold them, Lord, and they will be delivered. As I said, if you have a prayer request or you need private consultation, you can always text me at 865-408-8690, or you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, I would appreciate it if you go on Facebook and like the Prolific Fire Ministry, the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, just like the show. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. And don't forget to check out prolificfire.com. That's right, it's a website, prolificfire.com, for all your ministry needs. Also, to donate, if you desire to share in the blessing of this ministry, as so many of you have, and I thank God for you, you can do so by going to the ministry website, at prolificfire.com. Click the donate button found on the website. And if you have a PayPal account, it will log you into your PayPal account for a easy transaction. Now let's see if I can get back on my Blog Talk Radio page. Let's see. King. I thank you all for being patient and just sticking in there with me. Now, if there's anybody on the line that desires prayer, you can mesh one. I can see you and I can pray with you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
How are you? Yes, ma'am.
I'm okay.
I need prayer very, very badly. I've been saved since 2004 or 2005, and I'm not going to say I totally left the Lord, but like kind of like slowed down doing my ministries. I used to do children's church and evangelize and stuff like that. So I, you know, kind of like know God and know the Lord and stuff. So and I just need prayer just to ensure that I know the Holy Spirit is still within me because of so much that I've come up against. You know, my apostles and my bishops, you know, have all prophesied, you know, to me years and years ago about the things that have actually happened to me. And a lot of prayer has gone up for me during these times in the past, you know, as far as the fire, you know, just igniting the fire to have a weapon to use to fight against the enemy. I used to get prayed for all the time, you know, and I felt like I had power to fight against the devil because I felt like I could cast away demons, you know, stuff like that. Now I don't feel that, and I need that back so I can fight against these demons that are coming against me, witches. You know, I was prayed for on the altar and told her that God was had given me power to fight against some witch that I was going to come up against years later. And I don't know if I still have that power. And I want that back. And I just need an impartation of power so that I could fight against these devils that are after me on my job, my new job I just got. You know, they're everywhere, in store, everywhere I go. They're just presenting themselves and embodiment into other people, and I can see them, you know. And a lot of people don't know what that means, or they don't understand, and they think you're crazy. But I can see them presenting themselves and being used by people, or either teleporting or bringing themselves near me. I don't know what it is they want from me, but I do know they want to try to destroy me. But I don't know what it is exactly that they want. But I do know I need an impartation so I can fight against these devils, because I'm tired of them. I'm to the point now where I just want to drive to each one of their houses and do something very horrible. But I know that's not God's answer.
No, it's not, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So
right,
that's definitely not his answer. Yes.
Yeah, and I just, been with me obeying him and trying to do right, you know, according to the word of God, and not, I'm not perfect, you know, but trying to do, I'm single, I stay by myself, people lie on me all the time, they sold so many lies on me, and just mark my character, you know, mess up my reputation. No matter how good of a person I am, it doesn't even matter at this point. And it just seems to me like years and years ago, when my apostle and bishops prayed for me, prophesied to me about my husband, and I've met a couple, and, you know, I've tried to meet over the internet, Twitter, to be exact, and I ran into a few devils. I mean, real devils, and people that have fallen away from God, and God has shown me a lot about different people, and preferably the entertainment industry, what was going on there, and a lot of people who have fallen, or anyway, I just, you know, I need to get that power back, because not only do I need to pray for myself, I have children I need to pray for, because these enemies are attacking me, attacking my children, attacking family members. That I need to pray for them. They're weak and fallen, and they, you know, have pretty much my entire family, you know, have attacked me and my entire family. God had called me, like I said, I used to do ministry, to take people to the promised land, and the devil and his people found out who I was in God, what God called me to do, and they tried to take over it, run, you know, and you have people out there who have come up with a way to steal the blessings of godly people, tear them down, steal their soul, just mess them all up in the spiritual realm, and in their, you know, in their mind, they have this mind control thing where they read people's mind. They're wherever you are, they present themselves, they're in the spirit, they're controlling, they're just there, they never go away, and it seems like this situation is never going to go away. And I'm always, trying to help people. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to help people and trying to get them to see that we're in the last days and they need to open up their eyes. These demons are real. You know, these people who are presenting themselves, they don't care. Yes, ma'am. They don't care that people know that they're demonic. They're controlled by demons. They don't care anymore. These demons don't have a care in the world. They want what they want, and they're using God's people to steal and take. They have this ideology that they can get into heaven. They can steal. If they can't, they'll try to take you with them, take you to hell with them, steal your soul, you know, mess up. Because if you don't have a soul, if you, you know, you don't have joy, you don't have peace, you know, if you don't have happiness, and, you know, they're trying to make your life miserable, because they are miserable. They're miserable people, and they can never be happy.
Okay, hold on. I'm ready to pray, because we can overcome that. We have more power than they do.
Amen.
I understand what you're saying, but as I was saying in the message, when you're going through a lot of pain, it just means that your season is changing. And I do believe that you're going through everything that you're going through, because the enemy recognizes who you are, and he's doing everything that he can to try to distract you. But as you were speaking, the reason I let you speak is because God put a scripture in my spirit. And I was looking for the scripture, and I knew that it was Luke 10. This is 17 and 18 from Luke 10. The 72 returned with joy. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes, and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. And that's what God says to you on tonight. He's restoring your power, because I do believe once he give it to you, it can't be taken away from you. You do have the power to overcome the snakes and the scorpions and to trample on the enemy's head. And everything that was lost from you will be restored to you. I pray in the name of Jesus that the deal for the children's ministry, for evangelism, everything that you had going for you in the past, it be restored to you. Return her zeal unto her. She's been through so many things, and it's trying to tamper with her zeal, but it's still in you. If it wasn't, you wouldn't have called on tonight. It's still there, and you can return to it in the name of Jesus. There's nothing like a turnaround. I hear that in my spirit. There's nothing like a turnaround. If you can go forward, then you can go backwards. And if you can go backwards, then you can turn it all the way around and start over in the name of Jesus. And I pray on tonight that you will start over, and the ministry that you had before will be even stronger now. In the name of Jesus, we cast out everything that is not God's spirit from you. In the name of Jesus, I release a new fire on you to go forth and do everything that God has called you to do. In the name of Jesus, God says don't look so much at the people around you, because they are just a distraction. But keep your eyes focused on him. Lift up your eyes to the hills for which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for calling on tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. Good night.
God bless you. Welcome. Is there anybody else on the phone that desires prayer on tonight? If so, I'll be glad to pray with you and to tell you whatever God puts in my spirit for you. Once again, I thank you all for joining me on tonight. It was rough because the devil was fighting, because he didn't want this word to go forward, but he is a liar. And I pray that each of you were blessed. I'm going to play just one song for you, because I really didn't get a chance to play anything because I was having the difficulties. We're going to play Come Just As You Are, because we all need to come to God just as we are, and after that, I'm going to say a brief prayer over each of you, and we're going to close out. as I said earlier, the interesting thing about the word delivered, delivered can mean brought to, as in a package being delivered to your house, or delivered can mean changed from. Either way, I am delivered is a powerful statement. Psalms 119:117 from the NIV says, uphold me, and I will be delivered. I decree and declare you have been brought to a new day. You have been changed from your old ways. In Jesus' name, amen. So be it. In the name of Jesus. If you need further prayer or private consultation, don't hesitate to look me up through the week. You can call or text, or you can email me. I love you. God bless you. Until next Monday, same place, same time.